You're listening to Sunshine from Heaven, brought to you by Read the Way Book Club. Read the Way started as a group of leaders with a common goal to increase our knowledge and overall wealth together. If you're looking for a group of down-to-earth individuals to read and connect with, this is the group for you. Follow us on Facebook groups at Read the Way so you can come lead the way by reading the way.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Sunshine from Heaven. Let's dive right in. Today's scripture will be coming from 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verse. I'll be reading the New Living Translation. Ready? Let's read. The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God Himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen. I've read to you 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verse. May God truly add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of His word. I encourage you to read God's word for yourself. I had the pleasure of hearing this young, blessed, and gifted minister speak on yesterday, and God truly spoke through her. One of the nuggets that she shared was sometimes, or most times if we're being honest, we get so enamored by the gifts of God, we don't see or truly appreciate God, who is the giver of all gifts. Let us be honest. If a stranger walked up to you today and gave you $1,000, you would be hard-pressed to ever forget that person or what they did for you. But God is such a gracious and giving God. We take His awesome gifts for granted. Here's a quick little note. In 2017, a study was done that shows over 1 million Americans deal with some form of blindness to partial or complete vision loss. Our lives are one miracle or one blessing away from being turned upside down, but we dare get out of our beds each day and go about our way without even telling God thank you for the simplest of things that He does for us every day. I pray that God opens your heart and your mind to stop focusing on the gifts, but instead focus on the giver, who has an abundance of gifts and is willing to share all that He has according to His riches and glory. If we would only choose Him with our mind, body, and soul. Make today the day that you accept the gift of Jesus Christ, who died to make available to each of us the gifts that God has, willing, ready, and able to give to us if we would only accept the gift of Jesus Christ as our reconciliation for the sin that Adam did in the beginning. May God bless you and keep you this day. And remember, share a little sunshine. And don't forget to like and subscribe to Sunshine from Heaven on Instagram. And also subscribe to the podcast available on most podcast platforms. Doesn't cost you a thing. Only shares God's word and alerts you when new episodes are available. May God bless you and keep you this day. And remember, share the sunshine that God has given you. Be blessed.